There are two new Amazon devices you can buy today, but Amazon is not making it easy for you to buy them. Let's start with the Echo Dot. It's a miniature Amazon Echo that you can attach to a Bluetooth speaker. It's half the price of the Echo at $90. And the Amazon Tap is a $130 Echo that's portable. I ordered the Dot right away. I had to order it through my Amazon Echo. You have to ask your Alexa to order it for you. Hopefully I didn't say it in a way that you guys all just ordered one if you have an Alexa and are listening to this. Natalie, I know you also have an Echo. Do you love your Echo?
I like my Echo very much. Yes. I don't know if love is right. We like each other. We're good roommates.
We're in deep life.
We tolerate each other.
I think sometimes it's tolerating at my house too, because she doesn't always answer the questions the way that I would want her to. And if you do want to order the Dot, they're available now, but they won't be ordered. And you can order it now, but you'll get it in a month.
Did you get the audio warning that the Dot was available?
No, did you?
It was weird. It was like 2 o'clock in the morning, and I was in my studio. I was just tapping away, and suddenly Alexa starts talking to me. I'm like, I didn't trigger it. What's going on? And it was, did you know there are now new devices with Alexa available?
And wait,
really?
She said that in the middle of the night?
I was working, and I guess it had learned my patterns enough to know that at 2 o'clock I'm up. And I'm just looking, going, did I just get advertising?
That's weird. Really? You don't think you triggered her at all?
The only thing I can think of is I did get the email as well. Uh-huh. And I said, oh, click more. And okay. And so maybe it used that as saying, oh, he wants to know more. And so it sent it to my Alexa. That was, part of me was saying, this is creepy. The other half of me was saying, that's kind of cool integration.
Because she doesn't otherwise talk involuntarily.
Never. No. Never. Which is why when she started talking, I'm like, what just happened?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I find with Siri, it's a lot easier to say something that sounds like the word for when you say, you know, when you trigger,
right.
I'll just say it, hey, Siri. It's that there's a lot of words that sound like that, but with...
Are there like what words?
I don't know what I've said. Yeah, something, yeah, seriously. There's Dennis Leary. There's all kinds of... I don't know. I guess I'm saying a lot.
We're triggering devices all around the internet right now. I hope we all know that. That's a bad thing.
Yeah, so I mean, I ordered one because I wanted one because it's smaller. Because I have my Echo in the kitchen. This small device, if you're watching the video, you can see it now. I think it's going to be perfect by the bedside table because it also connects to a Bluetooth speaker. The speaker in there is not. I mean, speaker aficionados will say that the Echo speaker, the normal one, is not great, but it's been fine for me. I listen to music on it all the time. But the small one is not a good speaker, but it'll hook to the Bluetooth speaker, to the speakers that I have already in my bedroom, and then it'll be an alarm. It'll just be, you know, if I want to listen to the news right before I go to bed, and I'm excited.
I'm actually
happy. Yeah, for that reason I got you, yeah. I guess. And I hadn't thought of it that way. It's like to keep it next to your head, though. Because then if she starts talking involuntarily in the middle of the night and you are not awake, that's not okay.
Yeah, I have never heard of her speaking without being called.
Alexa will be whispering into your ear at night, putting subliminal suggestions. Do you want to order that new car? You
know, yeah.
It'll be a brand new source of revenue for Amazon.
and she'll be able to control your Nest soon and your Honeywell thermostat, so... You know, if thinks you're working too late, just turn the air conditioning or the heat on and make you go to bed. I don't know.
I'm down for it.
So you can order one. If you want to order one and you don't have one, you can use your Amazon app on your phone and search for Echo Dot, and then you can swipe right to add it to your cart and buy one. And everyone was really amazed, too, that it was only $90. But when I bought the Echo, it was only $90. It started small. So then it went up. Now it's about $200. So
it's going to inevitably get cheaper because, I mean, it's just a Wi-Fi connected device. Like, it's not, you know, it's not a big piece of technology. What it can do is pretty great. But I can't see, you know, this is like a Kindle. It's just, they're just going to get better and better at making these.
Yeah. And they're going to do more. They're like a Trojan horse. I mean, that sounds bad, but but if you think of it in a good way, it's already there in your house and they're just going to push technology into it.
Well, that's the thing. The Echo and Alexa was the stealth product of 2015. because people started, they bought it like you. I bought mine on sale. Mm-hmm. It was like a Black Friday deal or whatever they had, Black Thursday, whatever they call that. And I got it for $90. And it was interesting at first. I thought, okay, it's a speaker. I could ask it to tell me a joke. But then I started finding all the different automation tie-ins. And I said, this is an amazing piece of equipment. Mm-hmm. If they could work that same sort of wonder, that lightning in a bottle into the smaller devices, then yeah, they're going to become ubiquitous. Everyone will have one everywhere.
Yeah, and that we're showing the video of the Amazon Tap or the Alexa Tap. I'm not sure what it's something Tap, and it's wireless, but you have to have a connection. I mean, you have to have Wi-Fi connection to use it. Anthony, our technical director, he ordered one of the small ones. He's going to figure out how it's going to control his car. That's his project.
And it doesn't work until you actually have to touch it. It's not constantly listening for commands, right?
Right. That the new one, yeah, you have to press a button.
For battery life. It can't just be listening to you. Right.
And that might actually be a privacy benefit.
Yeah, it might.